This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A jury found the Aurora police officer who stopped Elijah McClain and put him in a carotid hold not guilty in McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard faced charges of reckless manslaughter and the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. He was allowed to go home from the courtroom yesterday afternoon. Candace Bailey is a local Aurora activist who organized protests over McClain's death.
It's going to take a lot. It is not just one simple thing. There has to be accountability. These officers who are losing their post-certification need to be held accountable, and post needs to do their job.
An Adams County jury deliberated for one day before delivering the verdict. State prosecutors argued Woodyard's use of force and his ignoring police training led to McClain's death. But the jury agreed with the defense, which said the only killer in the case was the ketamine. It's the final day for Coloradans to vote in the fall election. And coming out of the weekend, only about one-fifth of eligible Colorado voters have done so. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Turnout is slightly above recent off-year elections so far, with unaffiliated voters making up the largest share above Republicans and Democrats. Older Coloradans dominate the mix, with voters 55 and up making up almost 70% of ballots cast. Top statewide issues this year involve ballot questions about property tax rates and what to do with excess tobacco and nicotine taxes. Many cities and counties are electing local leaders, too. Ballot drop boxes and polling centers are open through 7 p.m. Tuesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
We will have live special coverage of the election results starting at 7 tonight once those polls close, right here and at CPR.org. Join us for that. Coming up, it's the BBC News Hour. Thank you for joining us today. It's a sunny day across most of Colorado, including the Front Range and the Western Slope. Highs are in the mid to low 70s.